This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
My, it's a privilege to do talk radio in such dull, boring, and ordinary times. And of course, you know I'm being facetious. I've been doing a whole lot of talk radio, but there is nothing more fun than doing my own show, Spouting Off, right here. First, I got to thank K-Star Radio Network, Main Street Radio Network, and all the people that syndicate and replay this show. For your benefit, if you're listening live, you can call in right now. We're going to have a free-for-all in the first half hour, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. The only problem is deciding which aspect of this enormous fiasco we are watching to talk about. And I'm going to just let you know what I've been thinking, and then I'm going to bring on the twins from California, the producers, owners of BBS Radio, who produce our show, Spouting Off. And they're wonderful. You can hardly tell them apart, their voice, their faces. They look alike because they're identical twins. And I love talking to them because they like being on the air as well as behind the scenes making BBS and Spouting Off the show that it is. I want to just mention quickly, since I am on a stay-at-home order in the state of Colorado, as you may know, the 19th state to shut down entire states. You know, I'm still gobsmacked by all of it, all of it. And it just keeps getting crazier and crazier and crazier. Do I take a virus seriously? Of course I do. But as we see more and more of these facts unfold, we see that this is just another political opportunity, which is going to backfire big time on people who would never have done that if they had a Democrat in the White House, if they didn't want to smear their Democrat. Did they do it? Did any of us close down a country, close down a state because of anthrax, which was very scary, because of Ebola when Obama was there? No. Because of the swine flu? No. Because of polio? No. None of it. And suddenly, not only do we have states, 19 of them, fully shutting down entire states. I'm telling you, it blows my mind. But they're deciding who can go where and whether you need papers to go there. This is an outrageous grab and reversal of our most basic, precious liberties. And frankly, these people who are most excited to do it have been letting us know and telegraphing that they were ready to do that all along. It's just that, like a lot of things, when you're lulled into thinking that, oh, well, they would never do that, and then they do it. And then you say, well, they would never do that, and then they do that too. The governor of Colorado was asked, how are you going to enforce people not leaving their house, shutting down all businesses except essential services? It's insane. And he said, true to the propagandist and the fear-mongerer that he is, he said, well, the Grim Reaper will decide. So in other words, do as I say, as the government tells you what to do, or you're going to die. This is pure, unadulterated demagoguery, and unfortunately, many people have bought into it. What I've noticed, and I'm just doing a riff here, what I've noticed is that a lot of people in the healthcare field who are used to being alarmist about health were also alarmist more than I was, and people that I know who said, hey, you know, I'm from Missouri. I'm not from Missouri. I'm from Colorado. Show me the facts. Show me where the facts back up what people are saying right now. And as this continues, and as this country is being brought to its knees, not only financially, but with our liberties, which are the most precious things we have, it's what makes America spectacular and, yes, extraordinary and exceptional. The facts do not bear this out in any way, shape, or form. They're acting like this is the bubonic plague. And cui bono, folks, cui bono, who benefits from this kind of power grab? As David Horowitz said in his website at the top of his page, it says, inside every progressive is a totalitarian screaming to get out. And so I thought about this and I started to decide, well, because I'm not a liberal, I'm going to suppose a few things and then I'm going to check them out with the facts and see if my facts bear up. Because that's what people who really are interested in the truth do. They say, I wonder this, let me check it out and see if it's true. I wonder that. Here are the two things I wondered. And there is a piece with my report on my website, KarenCataline.com. Cataline, you probably know how to spell my name, or you wouldn't be listening to me. But just in case you haven't, it's Cataline, spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. So the top piece, and I have two that I wrote just this week, one a very optimistic piece and one, oh, not so optimistic, called Democrat Shutdowns Due to Coronavirus, Five Times Those of Republicans. So I decided to check this out for myself. What I did is I used a New York Times article to tell me which states and cities have told residents to stay at home. That's the name of the article. New York Times, hardly a conservative newspaper, as we know. And as of yesterday, there are 19 governors around the United States of America that have shut down their states. Colorado being the 19th one. They just shut down our state yesterday. And boy, if I have time, I have an article that will just blow your mind, just found it today, about how they intend to shame people and fine people and even put them in jail for going about their regular business in life and ignoring what government clods are telling them to do. This is tyranny, folks. This is what socialism and tyranny and the Soviet Union looks like. America's never been confronted with this. And don't forget, we have socialists who are out of the closet now, some that we've seen what they do in their socialist, and a lot of others that are just avowed socialists. So I digress, which I do so often. What I decided to figure out was, are there a whole lot more Democrats shutting down states than Republicans? And so I looked at governors. Of those 19 states that have been shut down, the governors of those states, guess how many governors are Democrats? 15 of them. The other four, 19. The other four, three are the most non-Republican Republican governors in non-Republican states, states like Ohio, Vermont, and Indiana, which I don't know that much about Indiana. And the fourth one is Jim Justice of West Virginia, who was elected as a Democrat but switched his party to Republican while in office because even he couldn't abide by the radical socialists that have now taken over the Democrat Party. I further supposed, well, in states where only cities and municipalities are closed, how about that? Are there more Republican governors who would not shut down their state, so the Democrat mayors in places went ahead and shut down their cities instead? Sure enough, I was right. Dun, 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 dun. And out of 11 states who have partial shutdowns, eight of them were Republican governors, so they couldn't shut down the whole state. So instead, they shut down cities. Cities like in Colorado, like in Boulder, like in Denver. They were the first to be shut down. And then, of course, our Democrat governor shut everything down. Democrats love this stuff. And in fact, I'm finding that they don't much like when good news happens. Yes, challenge me on that, people. Tell me I'm wrong. They don't like to hear, oh, you know, they're lowering the the projections of deaths. It might not be as bad as we previously thought. Now they're having to scramble. What are we going to do now? We just, you know, we just destroyed millions of businesses, the entire economy, which, of course, that makes them happy because they thought that would smear Donald Trump. Not going to happen. It's going to be backfire just like everything else these radical Democrats have done to try to get rid of the president. You have to ask yourself, and I will continue to ask, why is it is so imperative that they get rid of Donald Trump instead of just waiting until his term is over like it used to be? No, it's imperative because the people that are being exposed as being against this country, cheering against this country, working with our enemies, working with countries that want to see America fail, they are the ones that are going to be exposed. If anything else, Donald Trump is the exposer in chief, and he's the one who constantly exposes them for who they are. I'm sniffling because I'm frothing at the mouth. I don't have any disease or virus, thank God. And by the way, we feel bad for people who are suffering, who are hurting, who are in the hospital. But why should we have to qualify that and say that? There were 80,000 something deaths from the flu in 2018-19, and nobody even blinked. It would have been unthinkable for anybody to shut down the country because of the influenza. We're going to take a break right now because I've run off at the mouth. We have a wonderful guest at the bottom of the hour. And when we come back, we're going to have on Doug and Don Newsome, owners, producers of BBS Radio. This is Karen Cataline spouting off. And boy, have I been spouting off. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Doug and Don right after this.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Thank you for staying with us. This is Karen Cataline. You're listening to Spouting Off. What a pleasure it is to do this at a time of such enormous historic importance. I think they'll be talking about this for decades after, and here we are living it. I'd like to direct you to my website, KarenCataline.com. Two pieces that I have out just this week. Democrat shutdowns due to coronavirus, five times those of Republicans. And yes, Pollyanna, there could be bright spots to the coronavirus. Both of those you can find in their entirety. I encourage you to read them. Share them if you care to, and connect with me on Facebook and Twitter. I am delighted to have the owners of BBS Radio, and they're just going great guns. And And it's just fun to have them. Doug and Don Newsome from BBS Radio, welcome on air to Spouting Off.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you and your audience. Thank you. Thank you.
I love it.
I'm Don, and it's
this hard.
Is my twin brother, Doug.
Hi.
Yes. Yeah, you see, it sounds like the same person, but they are indeed two people. Why don't I just let you go, Don, first, because he's older, right? No, Doug is older.
He only looks
by
older.
By like a minute.
He only
like
looks
a
older.
A minute and a half. Doug, you're shut down like I am. Are rights just, you know, being flushed right down the toilet? What's your take on what's going on right now?
My take is it's too crazy. Adults overreacting like children. There's nothing calm. When you think of leadership on some level, you always want to think of somebody that can lead you through crisis, not when you're at the edge of the precipice going, oh, stop, don't go anywhere, or scream at you so you get startled and you move back off the cliff face, right?
Yeah.
What we're seeing is money going in the hands of the people that really don't need it Who's getting hurt? Your mom and pop stores, your average citizen, and yet of the they've calculated the amount of money that's going into this rescue package to be $17,000 per U.S. person. I mean, if you're a baby coming out of the womb, you now owe $17,000 due to this. And yet they're only giving us, the people that need it the most, what, $1,200 a piece?
We do have to protect the Kennedy Center that's rolling in dough because, you know, Nancy Pelosi wants to go to the opera. This is government
of course.
Personified. And they had to accept that. Which I don't think they did, but they said they had to, simply because if they didn't, they would force them something worse, like nationwide mail-in voting, which is just rife with
a lot of money going to
corruption.
That, isn't it?
Well, no, I've heard that did not pass, but I have to
really?
Check it out.
Because I don't know. I thought that was a big thing there.
God help us. All mail-in balloting is why there's so much corruption in the voting. I'm going to have a guest next week, as a matter of fact, right here on Spouting Off to talk about it from your home state, actually originally your home state from California, about voter fraud and how voter harvesting is the name of the game. And they've been doing it in Colorado and they do it in California. And that's why a lot of California voters are a lot more conservative than people think, because they've locked down the votes in California. That's what I am told. Do I have the facts to back that up? No, but while we're checking the facts, they're harvesting votes. Don, tell us your take on all of this.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm stunned stupid. I mean, I've been stunned stupid over this whole thing. So, you know, asking me, I'll just end up being a blathering idiot because all of it, I mean, all of it seems like it's a manipulated, right, manipulated,
yeah.
Managed. And it seems somehow that, you know, ultimately the same perpetrators of, you know, that are trying to ruin our global economy and especially the U.S. economy are the same people that are going to have this windfall, you know, as this money is doled out. No, I'm not happy about it all. I think this whole situation is manipulated. Especially, by the way, by the Democrats, unfortunately, the liberal movement. But that's all, you know, they're all puppets of these global elitists. You know, maybe some of them know it, most of them don't. But it's, you know, the plan's afoot and it's going exactly as planned. It's just not
our
plan.
You know what, Don? The global elitists are the ones that can bribe and blackmail people. And, you know,
right, like
I should
district attorneys
never,
and right.
Yeah, exactly. But they bribe and blackmail people. And you know that it's awfully easy in Washington to blackmail people because they're all having affairs.
They're all for sale.
And they find out what their weaknesses are, whether it's money or it's sex or whatever it is. And Donald Trump is exposing that. But, you know, he was told there'll be several million people dying. And we fall for this every time. Why? Because we're a compassionate people.
True enough.
And
very true.
And we have
they take advantage of that.
Yeah. and we have a corrupt media. We all want to seem like we're fair. And while we're fair, they're pulling the rug out from under us This is a Democrat nirvana. Oh, let's completely control what everybody thinks and does and tell them where they can go, how they can go, when they can go. This is an anathema to America. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I stepped all over you.
No, you're very right. I'm a true believer in that media, except for us, of course, but media in general, right, is the enemy of the people. That quote is absolutely true, and we see that more now than it's ever been in our history. So it just goes to prove that. Yeah.
It is. I want to share with
both of you. Well, you see, not the media, but think of the larger companies. You've heard the guy who owns Pershing Square. I forget what that billionaire hedge fund guy does. He tells the world, you know, stick in there, right? When the market's going to the toilet, when the market goes to the toilet, he has a windfall. And he doesn't feel bad about that at all. It's like Jim Soros. You know, he doesn't feel really bad about, George Soros.
George.
He doesn't feel bad about opening up the gates and allowing
George
you and
Soros
I, the average citizen, to pay
America.
For things.
George Soros has a hatred for America and for his own people, the Jewish people. And bios have been done on him. He is a megalomaniac. He really is.
Well, it seems like even the politicians and the media have that. Maybe they're just really ignorant. But to be that bad, sometimes you almost have a hate for the people yourself. I mean, I can imagine politicians walking down saying those idiots, peons, they don't know what they do, and doing whatever they want.
Well, you know, a lot of it is cult psychology. Too. When you appeal to people and try to make them, you know, appeal to their narcissism, that they're smarter than everybody else, when you appeal to their sense that they belong somewhere, like peer pressure, when you appeal to people that they are somehow more compassionate than everyone else, which nothing could be further from the truth, then you can manipulate them. And furthermore, here's where they really appeal to people, and this is what's happening now, appeal to them based on their fear. Everyone wants to think they'll live forever. They're worried about their health. All you got to do is say, you know, if you so much as leave your home, you're going to infect someone or someone you love, or you're going to get sick. And
well,
suddenly,
they'll put you in a box or a cage, maybe, as we see in some countries. Hey, you know, stick about five or six of those idiots in a box, and then maybe drug them.
Oh, my God. appropriate to what you're saying. I don't know if I agree with that. But it makes me laugh about the great line. I have a friend who, this is a terrible diversion, but there's a Bob Newhart sketch in which a woman comes to him and says, I'm afraid. And she says, what are you afraid of? She says, I'm afraid of being buried alive in a box. You're going to have to find it. It's too funny. Before I get going too far here, I want to share with you and our listeners what I saw today, just another bit of the insanity. Every day there's more insanity. This is the Denver Post, a left-wing rag, and it says, education, public shaming, fines and jail time, how Colorado will enforce its coronavirus stay home orders. I looked at this and I just, you know, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I was livid. So it says, as they prepared various avenues for enforcement, ranging from education to public shaming to criminal charges.
To tattling on your neighbor.
For going about your business, right? So these are the people that are our betters who are letting prisoners who've committed crimes against the citizenry out of jail because they want to empty the prisons, don't you know? But they want to imprison law-abiding citizens by keeping them in their homes or threatening them with fines and jail time. Are we living? Did we just fall down the Alice's restaurant rabbit hole?
We sure did. We've been falling right into that hole. And
feel like, you know what I've been singing? And I go to a grocery store and I say, where it's beginning to look a lot like Venezuela everywhere I go. So within a couple of days, you have lines, shortages, pretty soon people, God forbid, will be eating their dogs. This is what socialism looks like. This is it, people. This is it. Sorry, my hair's on fire, and it's been on fire for a while. But the thing that worries me most, Doug and Don Newsom of BBS Radio, is how easy it was for people to roll over and stay inside and let the government tell them what to do and how to live and who to be.
And they're learning
from
this.
And what to be afraid
of. And they're going to get better and better and better at that manipulation. That's the funnier part. So if you want to look into the future and tell me all that's going to be roses, I'll tell you this. It's going to be a tough fight to maintain your liberties.
Yes, once you lose them, then you're always, then it'll be that much harder
once
to get them back.
Once you give them away.
But in the last couple of minutes, I want to share with you a few of my bullet points that I was channeling Pollyanna a couple of days ago. And of course, I got really dark after that. But I was channeling Pollyanna and I said, well, what are the bright spots? And I'm going to throw out a few of these. And you can get the rest of them at my website, KarenKataline.com, in which the very first one is, this could be globalism's last stand. How preposterous is it, globalism, when they can perpetrate this on the entire world, right? What, you know, it is national security that we not give all of our manufacturing capability to China and or our pharmaceuticals. So that's one thing. Trusting government bureaucrats with too much power, obviously unwise, right? And here's one. Oh, God, I have only 1 minute. Oh, my goodness. Time goes so fast when you're having fun. Here's this. It may be time to abandon the myriad of petty and preposterous ideas we were being fed prior to the crisis. Ideas like hating all men or believing that there are a Heinz 57 variety of genders. Real quick, Doug and Don, say goodbye. Say a couple of words real quick, and then we're going to have to go to our guest and a break.
We love you, and stick in there. You know, we'll eventually get it right. We'll eventually get it right. Just stick in there and keep a smile on. Don't ever let anybody steal your joy.
Yeah,
and
there
that was
you go.
An old Texas radio host that always stated that, and I always believed it. Just don't let anyone steal your joy. We love you, Karen. Here's Doug.
I love you too.
Ditto. Wiser words have not been said recently. Anyways, yes. we love you. Thank you, sweetheart.
I love you too, Doug. Sorry I didn't have more time, but of course, Doug is my producer, and he's telling me to shut the heck up and go to a break. When we come back, we will be joined by Dan Perkins, who will join the fun, and Doug and Don can still speak if they want to. I get to tell them that because I'm the host. Karen Kataline filling in for wait a minute. I'm not filling in for anybody. Karen Kataline, this is Spouting Off. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Karen Kataline. Are you unsure if your current Medicare plan is still the best one for you? The annual enrollment period is right around the corner. This is the best time of year to review your plan and learn what's new. Anita McAllister is a licensed agent who will guide you through the confusing Medicare maze. Since 2011, she has helped many individuals and couples obtain Medicare peace of mind. Call her today at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment. That's 970-515-6882 for Anita McAllister. And And welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. This is Karen Cataline, your happy host. I am pleased to be joined by my friend, and I've talked to him before. He's an author. He's a TV personality. He's a talk show host. And I had your website in front of me, and now I've lost it in the midst of all of this. Dan Perkins joins us. Welcome to Spouting Off once again.
Thank you. And the website is danperkins.guru, G-U-R-U, danperkins.guru.
Because he is a guru, too.
I have a show I do out of Denver, and he says, it's Friday, and the guru is here. So that's become a handle, but that's okay. Thank you for having me on.
You're out of Denver, Dan?
No.
Seriously?
No, I'm out of Southwest Florida, but I was on a Jimmy Lakey show in Denver, which I've been on for a number of years, and he calls me the guru. So it's Friday, it must be time for the guru. So anyway, but thank you for having me on. Yes.
My pleasure. I fill in for Jimmy Lakey all the time because I am in Colorado. So that's the reason why, and Chuck and Julie have had you on, and many other people that I respect a great deal. Dan, you're an author, current events commentator, TV, radio personality. I wanted to give you a fair and reasonable introduction. You told us off the air that you had a blockbuster announcement for us. Can't wait to hear us. Can't wait to hear it. Let us all know what that is.
So yesterday we heard from the task force that they were concerned that the anticipated mortality numbers for the virus, as predicted by the International Institute in England, which started this panic with their projections, didn't match up what was going on the ground. They had predicted that 50,000 British people would die from the virus, and 2.2 million Americans would die from the virus. So they changed their numbers. They revised their number to 20,000, so down from 50,000 to 20,000 in Britain, and from 2.2 million to 83,000 in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the blockbuster.
I didn't think so.
The blockbuster
I knew that.
Is... The blockbuster is that the same institute was responsible for the projections of global warming.
I'm shocked.
So if they can't get the deaths right on the virus, why should we believe that their quote science in predicting what was going to happen with global warming is any more accurate than their ability to predict deaths from a virus?
Dan Perkins is our guest here on Spouting Off. So who's going to write this up and report it, since the media is in the tank for the left? And, you know, we get this again and again, scam after scam after scam. They've destroyed the economy. They've destroyed businesses. I'm pissed. I'm sorry. I'm really angry.
As I started researching it, if the coronavirus 19, the estimates of how many people would die were based on computer models developed at the International Institute in London. So that was computer-driven models. And when I saw that and I saw the name, I said, I know that name for some other reason. So I started doing some research and found that they were the ones who did the original dire warnings on global warming. And that we as a world have been trying to change things based on fake science. And
People know, those in the know that the whole climate change is a hoax for socialism. So can we say the coronavirus is a hoax for socialism too?
I think there's a possibility. I mean, we could talk a lot about
I do too.
Some of the things that's happened concurrently when the virus was released. But I have one other thing to tell your listeners.
Please.
I wrote three books called a trilogy called The Brotherhood of the Red Nile, and it was a story about Islamic nuclear terrorism against the United States. And terrorist groups smuggled two nuclear devices into the southern border, into the United States, and exploded them. And so I wrote the three books, and I finished the third book. And about 6 to 9 months later, I started getting emails and instant messages. So when's the next book coming? And I would send people a note back and say, do you understand that a trilogy means three books? and they would come back and say, so when's the next book coming? So I wrote a book called Terrorist Gold, which is available at Amazon. Now, I published this book. It's important for you to understand. I published this book in 2017.
Yeah.
It's a story about the continuation of the terrorist group who's using a coronavirus called MERS to kill millions upon millions of Americans in the atmosphere.
Wow.
And when you begin to read the book and you read where America was basically sequestered because the economy was destroyed because of the nuclear attack, just as America tries to emerge from its houses and try and rebuild their lives, the terrorists are now talking about a biological attack of a MERS coronavirus to kill millions of Americans.
So what give us the sum up of that. What are you saying? This is your book, right?
Yes, I wrote this
you're
book,
talking
yes.
about. So are you suspecting that we're all in our houses for a reason that will then become a true danger to us, a really big danger to us?
I'm saying that I think that there are a lot of things that I've already discovered about how this virus spread, that it was a terrorist attack by the Chinese.
Hmm. I want to be clear to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I have been very concerned, since it seems clear that the Democrats are all in on this, that while we're stuck in our homes, we could well be more vulnerable than we were before. So what's your sense of, if you were conjecturing, which is all we can do at this point?
Mm-hmm. I think that I've been telling people that they need to go to the Johns Hopkins website, where they track on a global map in real time all the countries that have the Corona 19 virus and how many people have been diagnosed and how many people have died. And I asked them to you can move the map around and go and put the Europe in the center of your screen.
Mm-hmm.
And what you will find is that like 5 of the top 10 countries in the world that have the most casualty rates are in Europe. And that what I'm saying to people, that is an example of why socialized medicine doesn't work.
Okay, but can we go back just before our next break? Actually, we have still about 5 minutes, and thank you for staying with us. Do you think in your heart of hearts that there's could be a terrible danger for us being so compliant as to be stuck in our homes, being told when we can go out like children, that something much worse than coronavirus could come our way because some of us are rather vulnerable and under the thumb of government, which is now in Colorado threatening people with public shaming, fines, and the like if we don't do as we are told?
Right. That bothers me no end. I do believe. I believe that the greatest threat to our country is not the virus.
Absolutely not.
The greatest threat to our country and to this generation and many generations is if we're allowed, if by political pressure and political correctness, we are forced to destroy the economy and destroy the wealth of millions upon millions of Americans, and we go into a recession that turns into a deep, deep depression. I think that there are a lot of people who are in the same camp that I am, is that as I listened to the forecast about what they thought the mortality rate was going to be on this virus, sometimes 3, 5, 7%, it's not happened. It's now trending towards 1%. And my concern is that powers to be are trying to continue to scare the American people who are longing to go out and get a beer, have a pizza, whatever it is they want to do. They're longing to do that. And you know, I really think that we're getting very close to the time. We get through the president's 15-day period. I think the vast majority of America will buy that from the president. But I think a lot of people in America, millions upon millions, agree with the president. Where possible, we need to get back to work. And when you realize that we have 37 states who have had a total of 288 deaths of this virus, not per state, total.
Yep.
And that we have 12 states that have had none. It's time
that
to go
is
back
correct.
To work. And I wrote a commentary.
It's not only time to go back to work, it's time to be suspicious about the benefits. Who benefits? You know that old thing, cui bono. Mm-hmm. Who benefits from fear-mongering propaganda that creates for them a socialist nirvana, which is everybody under the control of government, everybody kowtowing to government for their food, being told that they can, and being threatened with we'll shut off your gas and oil if you don't do as we say. And this feels to me like exactly what Donald Trump said at the beginning, which is the virus may not be a hoax, but the way that they are addressing it, and I add, like the bubonic plague, that is a hoax. Can you stay with us?
Sure.
This is the reason Dan Perkins is so great, because he gets down to the nubs. We are pleased and honored to have him with us, Dan Perkins. He'll be back with us right after the break. This is Karen Cataline, and you're listening to Spouting Off. This is Karen Cataline, host and producer of Spouting Off. Got an opinion, a guest suggestion, or a show tip? Follow me on Facebook or Twitter and let me know your thoughts. All you need is to know how to spell my name. It's the same on Twitter, Facebook, and www.karencataline.com. Karen is spelled the normal way, no goofy Y's or Q's, K-A-R-E-N. And Cataline is spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. Want more Spouting Off? You can find the complete archive of Spouting Off shows at www.karencataline.com. All my op-eds and blog posts are there too. That's www.karencataline.com. Thanks for listening. And if you have a moment, please spread the word about Spouting Off. Welcome back. This is Karen Cataline. I'm taking a big, deep breath because it just is so easy to get your panties in a wad over all this. And if you don't, if your panties aren't in a wad, you're probably not paying attention. We are pleased to have with us Dan Perkins, author, talk show host, radio personality. And your website again is danperkins@guru.com. Is that correct?
No. No, it's danperkins.guru. No, .com. Ah! Just Dan Perkins. Simple. Danperkins.guru. Guru. That's it.
And that's it. No.
Yep.
Yes. Danperkins.guru.
Guru. G-U-R-U.
I want to ask you, this blockbuster that you just gave us, because I am of the opinion, a strong opinion, that there is a growing, a huge force in this country and internationally that is hell-bent on destroying this country. And by any means necessary, by any means possible. If people don't see that yet, they're just not paying attention. So, if in fact this is done by the same people as the climate change hoax, in which we're all supposed to die in 8 years anyway, so we can all be a globalist socialist nightmare, then how are we going to get this information out? Because if we do not get the information out and accuse and hold accountable people who have perpetrated this hoax on a whole world of people who are losing their jobs and livelihoods, they will do something else again. They must be held accountable for this. What do we do?
Well, I think that's a really good question, and I've thought about that a lot. And I have written to the president. I have a couple of people that have his ear. And I've suggested that the opportune time to tell the American people just how evil the Democratic Party is and what they believe is during the presidential debates. See, I believe that we are in a historic battle between good and evil in the country. And the evil is a manifestation of the Jezebel spirit, which is evil in its purest form. And if you go to the Old Testament, you can find information about her.
That's our book. Yay!
Yes.
That's our book.
Yeah. And so, but I think that the president, we make a mistake as conservatives, and I've talked about this a lot recently. We spend too much time talking to ourselves.
Yes.
We do not understand that while we have, you know, we have Rush and we have Hannity and we have Laura and Tucker Carlson, we have all these people. The relative size of their audience, while they may be the number ones on cable, versus the power of the three major networks, plus CNN, MSNBC, plus the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, and the LA Times, is a powerful force to communicate. And so we forget that, and I'll give you an example. When they had the Iowa caucuses, and the reporter was standing there, reporting on the vote, he was talking to two women who voted, and he asked her, the two women, them, so who did you vote for? And they said, well, we voted for Mayor Pete. Really? Why did you vote for him? And they told him what he said. And so the fact that he was gay didn't bother you. They said, what? Nobody told me he was gay. Can I get my ballot back? I use that as an illustration, is that a lot of the information that the mainstream media broadcasts to mainstream America, which doesn't necessarily listen to your show, my show, or the other ones that I've talked about. So we're in a minority. And I think that the presidential debates, when they happen, will be an illustration, because I think Mr. Trump will be very effective against Joe Biden or whoever it's going to be. It will be effective in communicating the things, because there will be millions of Americans who will say, I didn't know that. So his challenge will be in the debate.
Yeah. Dan, I'd like to ask you to please send me. I mean, I agree with you, but I think it has to be a lot sooner than that. This is a catastrophic thing that's going on in our country right now. Totally stopping people's lives, getting into intruding into the very fabric of people's family life, their finances, their entire life has been upset. If there's a hoax going on about this virus and it came from a fraudulent source, that information has got to be broadcast so loud, so incredibly loud that nobody can ignore it. I mean, this, we can't just wait for debates. What I'd like to suggest you do, because I do a lot of writing, and I think you do too. I know you do a lot of writing. I want to help you in whatever way I can to get the word out on this. I just had a piece that's probably going to go in the Western Journal. They have a much bigger audience than I do at my blog. I want us to come up with a plan to get this information out. Okay? Because that is how people will be held accountable. Now, I'm not convinced that Donald Trump doesn't already know this. He knows who it is he's dealing with, but we need help. Because if these people are not stopped and exposed for the people that they are and what they want to do to this country, they will do it again. They will do it again. Our producer says we need to create buy media companies and own the airwaves. Well, since we can't do that, right? He says simple right now.
Right.
Since we can't do that right now, I'm going to bring up a couple, one big thing. I'm a big fan of the movie Gandhi. His political strategies have not worked in every, would never work in all situations. I don't think it would have worked, say, in World War II, when we had Nazis murdering innocent people in massive numbers. However, there is a great line, there are many great lines from Gandhi, and one of them is 300 million Indians cannot be controlled by 100,000 Brits if those Indians refuse to cooperate. There is something called nonviolent resistance when you have people that are being controlled and threatened by just engaging in everyday life, continuing to fearmonger when the facts on the ground say the opposite. But furthermore, we need to get this information out to people who will blast it. And that is my new goal right now, is to make sure our information is accurate, to make sure that the listeners here appreciate what a huge blockbuster. I mean, when you said a blockbuster, you really meant it. That's a real blockbuster. We need to be the people to bring that information out, make sure we have our facts straight, and you know, let's talk this afternoon as to how I can help you. You can help me to get this out there, write a piece and get it published where people will pay attention and start spreading the word like the virus that this is what's been going on. We've been had. We've been another hoax again. Every leftist hoax we've seen since Donald Trump showed his face has had a fraudulent aspect to it. We've seen it again and again and again. This is just going for broke on the largest scale we've seen because it's an election year and they can't afford to have Donald Trump exposing them any further. Your final thoughts? We got to do this. Okay? We got to do this.
Sure. Well, after we get off the air, I'll give you my email address and you can reach out to me and we'll hook up.
We absolutely will. Start writing it up. Would you? Were you going to? Were you planning to?
No, I'm planning to, but I got more shows I have to do this afternoon. But
I want to help. Whatever we can do, make sure our facts, as I keep saying, are straight, and I'll get you on more shows. But it isn't just that; it's getting a piece up that is impeccably researched and says, "Here's what's going on. You be the judge." That's what I do. All right. Final words now. Shut up.
I think it's important for your listeners to log on to the Johns Hopkins website and follow the daily activity as to the number of people that are getting sick. And pay attention. They don't do it on the website, but it's easy to do. Pay attention to the number of people who have died, to the number of people who have been diagnosed, and watch it You have to watch it every day, but every few days watch it, and it's creeping
down. I've looked
down.
At it too. Yes, I have another website for people. I don't know if this is John Hopkins, but it's the one I've been using. I want to give it out. NCOV as in Victor 2019.live. Those are the stats I've been using. Okay. Just for information. Yeah, do look at that. Yeah, we're going to have to go. I have to wrap up the show, but boy, did I luck out having you on as my guest this week. You are wonderful, and I'm a fan. So take care, Dan Perkins. We'll talk off the air, and we'll get this going, all right?
Yes, ma'am. You bet.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for being with us. Well, that's just about all the time we have on this edition of Spouting Off. Wow, what breaking news that was. Thanks to Doug and Don for weighing in on everything. Thanks to HW, the guy with the IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And tune in next week when there will be, a whole lot more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.